We are back. Bienvenidos. Thank you for joining us on Tejano Gold Countdown. Mi nombre es Rudy Treviño, and it is my pleasure, my honor, to bring you the most popular and recognized official countdown de la Onda Tejana. We've been counting down the top 20 Tejano songs of 2021, and it's now down to the top 5. You know, 2021 was an excellent year for Lucky Joe, as he risked recording an album of classic songs, Norteño, I might add, with a Tejano style, but retaining its original essence. So, Lucky Joe, antes de platicar sobre tu disco, háblame un poco sobre tu carrera musical.
Yo empecé a la edad de 15 años. I started way back in 1995. I was under the direction of Benny Layton, el de los hermanos Layton, un grupo acá, tipo conjunto orquesta de acá del Valle. Head Coach Elsa, to be exact. Y ahí empecé yo con él, él me enseñó a tocar el acordeón. Y luego mi primer grupo fue con la hermana de Bobby Pulido, Alma Pulido. Y luego de ahí me fui con Jennifer Peña y los Jets. Luego ya después con los Frijoles Románticos, dos discos ahí, uno de ellos que fue nominado por una Latin Grammy. No ganamos, pero we were nominated. I decided to go on my own, y gracias a Dios que I've been with Freddie Records for over 7 years now. I have 5 albums under my belt, and now we're here.
Siendo de Head Coach Elsa, Texas, en el Río Grande Valley, en la frontera con el norte de México, estás familiarizado con la música norteña. Pero la idea de grabar El Palomito y después un disco completo fue de Freddie Martinez Jr. So let's talk about that.
Freddie Records, you know, me presentaron esta idea de que qué tal si grabas una canción norteña y vamos a ver cómo sale. Y grabé 6. Ya después que la escuchó Freddy y les gustó bastante, dijeron, pues sabes qué, vamos a lanzar esta como sencillo. Ya después, we could see how people react to this song. We'll see where we go from there. So when we released it into the Tejano market and people started accepting it, we were like, yes, we scored. Pero lo que yo le dije a Freddy es que I'm willing to try anything. When they presented me with this song, I thought back to when I was younger. Cuando yo estaba más pequeño, yo siempre empezábamos las carnes asadas con Tejano Music, Little Joe, La Mafia, David Lee, Mas, Joe López, Jimmy González. Empezábamos las carnes asadas con ese tipo de música, Tejano Music, but ya by the end of the night, ¿a quién tocábamos? A Ramón, a Los Relámpagos, a Los Alegres de Terran, Carlos y José, Los Invasores. So, al final del día, me trajo muchos recuerdos de mi infancia. Y por eso también decidí grabar la canción.
Sin duda fue una excelente decisión la grabación de este álbum norteño y poderoso, considerado uno de los mejores en la carrera de Lucky Joe. Another memorable interview coming up in just a bit, but first, back to the top 20 best songs of the year that was 2021.
Sus pantalones casi se caen, con sus brazos
Tejano Gold Countdown, Pelón by brothers Ricardo, Ozzy, and Hector Garcia, who along with Luis, Mario, Juan, Aaron, and Edward are part of Boys of Cumbia. They returned in 2021 with this amazing cumbia produced by none other than AB Quintanilla, and it sits at number 5 of the best 20 songs of the year 2021. We're on a roll, and 2021 was a great year for Stephanie Montiel, who stayed 9 consecutive weeks on the top 5 on Tejano Gold Countdown with her beautiful song, Ya Lo Ves. So this one makes it to number 4 of the best of the year 2021 on the national charts.
Como a nadie, hoy soy muy feliz. Si tus labios no eran míos, si todo era una ilusión, ¿por qué tengo que sufrir por alguien que nunca me amó?
Gold Countdown, song number 4 of the year that was Ya Lo Ves by Stephanie Montiel and produced by Gabriel Zavala. Now, time for the answer to the Tejano Gold Countdown trivia quiz. And remember to visit our website, TejanoGoldCountdown.com, for your chance to win one of our great prize packs. Okay, here's this week's question. This legendary accordionist was an award-winning pioneer of conjunto music, born in the tiny town of Sarita, Texas, in 1931. He was inspired by Narciso Martinez and Santiago Jimenez, but Western swing and honky-tonk music also had an impact on his professional career. He was recognized after introducing several important innovations into conjunto music, and also is credited with introducing a new dance step known as El Tacuachito. Do you know who this legend of conjunto music is? Of course, you're right. We're talking about the award-winning pioneer of Tejano conjunto music, the late Tony De La Rosa. Be sure you go online and enter your name to win today at TejanoGoldCountdown.com. On the way, we're going to find out which Tejano artist made the top 3 on the top 20 best songs of 2021 and a conversation with the pride of Pasadena, La Fiebre. It's all coming up on the Top 20 Countdown of the Year, exclusively on Tejano Gold Countdown.
Tejano Gold!
You've trained for this all year. Endless hours of cardio, conditioning, and weights. And now you are ready. Ready to trek back to your seat from the concession stand. Through the lines, lost fans, and that mascot who wants you to do a little dancey dance, all without spilling a drop of your ice-cold Bud Light. Welcome back to football, sports fans.